Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like your candle burn bright. Awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to another episode of the Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom and grounding the energies over there in the US of A. We have the inimitable Mr. Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
Where is he? Let me add him. Where is that guy? He owes me fry bread. Hi, everyone. Hi, Jan Christie. Hello,
hi,
everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. Week number, what, 123, isn't it?
It is. And we have
number 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, we have the most incredible guests this evening, or morning, afternoon, wherever you are in the world. And it's Kesha Magic from the Gold Ring. And she's a most incredible lady I think I've met. She's an ET contactee, a magician, writer, creative artist, and technology consultant. And she works with a variety of spirits and extraterrestrials whose goals are to assist humankind in achieving individual and collective sovereignty. But she'll tell you more about that when she comes on. And she's got the most incredible mind-blowing meditation I think I've heard in my mind, in my life. I mean, in my life as well as in my mind. So don't mind me. It's after 10 p.m. here in the U.K., so
that's quite all right.
It's brain dead time here.
And Yeah, she's been a guest on our show before, so it's nice to welcome her back. I'm looking forward to speaking with her again.
Yeah,
I love Ketter. Ketter shares her channel with me on Saturday night where I do my crazy music show. I do it on Ketter's channel. So this is exciting. This is a good day.
Oh, it is. So all we do on this show is step into our heart chakra to heal ourselves. Okay? Right. And we've got an absolutely cracking song to open up with. It's called Free Your Mind, and it's by En Vogue. So we'll play that
now,
and then we'll bring Ketter on.
Prejudice. Want a song about it? Like to hear it? Here you go.
Free your mind.
Wow, love that. And that was Ketta's choice as well. So could we bring Ketta on right now, please? Hey there, Ketta. Ketta
Hi,
Magic.
Everybody. Hi, everybody.
Ketta, hi. Welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well. How about yourself?
I'm perfect. Thank you. Welcome back to the Healing Fund. This is exciting. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
It really is. And if you didn't hear me before, if you weren't actually on the chat room, Ketta's got a mind-blowing meditation later on. So, you know, just we've got such a year ahead of us, haven't we, Ketta?
We do.
So you're going to free our minds and you're going to tell us what was wrong with that last song we just played.
Oh, you betcha. That was a real slamming tune, wasn't it? I mean, it sounded so great. You just wanted to pump up there and dance in your chair or dance in the middle of your living room in your sock feet, however it is. Okay?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, really professional. And really
free your mind.
Well,
who knows what'll follow.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and who can disagree with free your mind? I mean, that's just something we all can agree with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
right.
There's a little problem with this song. It uses a principle that is definitely involved with the science of mind control. And I am going to help debunk that song right now. So it was a perfect song to lead off with because
mm-hmm.
it immediately
Ooh,
drops you
yeah.
right to the stew. This song talks about freeing your mind, and it sounds really good, and it gets you engaged with it, right? But
yeah.
then it engages in a new twist on the same old stuff. That same old stuff is to take the idea of prejudice and instead of talking about the prejudice, you talk about not doing the prejudice. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that keeps the prejudice alive.
Yeah.
This goal
right.
for this song is stated in the very first word of the song. It starts off with the word prejudice. This is what it says.
Mm.
Prejudice wrote a song about it. Like to hear it. Here it go. We don't mind. Whoa. We don't mind? Who's we? We in this construction means you creating an artificial consensus. And what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to not think about it. You're supposed to not mind, not engage your mind, not think about what's about to happen. This is the opening of a ceremony. This is a spell. If I was a magician, the first thing I open up my ceremony with, my spell with, are the conditioning factors. What do I want to check in and what do I want to check out? What do I want to have operating while I'm doing this? What do I want to have not operating when I'm doing this? In this case, we're being told not to mind, not to pay attention.
Don't pay attention
well,
to the prejudice.
Don't pay attention to anything that's coming other than just to immerse yourself in the experience. You're not supposed to engage your mental faculties on it. Just dance in your chair and be happy. That's all they want from you. So that they can slip, using the words and using the subliminal imaging that's in the song, in the video, the official video for this, they can slip in all kinds of subliminal stuff. All right? Now, let me explain the first bit of that. When the video opens, it opens with a shot of a large poster. And on this poster, there is what looks like a white man, a Caucasian man. And his mouth is open, and it looks like he is screaming in pain or in anger. It's very hard to tell from the facial expression which this is. And in front of him is a baboon, a living baboon. I'm sorry, but that's evoking racial prejudice and who knows what else.
No, right
okay?
away,
it,
yeah.
It's not clean,
yeah.
I'll tell you that
mm.
right now. It also closes the video with that exact same shot. So, again, you've bookended a spell by opening and closing with the same meme.
depicting humanity or as something other than human. Yeah.
Yes. You monkeys, we're talking to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Ook, ook.
Yeah. Isn't that nice? Okay. Then it goes on. And I'm going to read, these are the lyrics again. I wear tight clothing, high-heeled shoes. It doesn't mean that I'm a prostitute. No, no. I like rap music, wear hip-hop clothes. That doesn't mean that I'm out selling dope. No, no, no. Why is it so easy to see the control system's imprint on those who might associate sexy or hip-hop clothing with certain behaviors?
Mm-hmm.
If, in other words, if you see somebody coming down the street and they look like they have gang apparel on, doesn't that make you a little more wary?
Well, they're typecast, okay. Aren't they? Typecast.
And
they,
exactly. And they're reacting to this typecasting. Mm. However, they're choosing to wear this clothes.
Part of what they feed on also is your reaction to them.
Yes.
You know, they want you to react in a kind of a fearful way. So that energy feeds them.
Right.
It was like in the old days, someone's looking at an Indian with a full regalia on and getting stricken with that fear. That similar kind of deal. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, the thing is, this video is talking about only one side of this conversation, because this is actually a conversation. When you see somebody that's dressed a certain way and they are obviously trying to associate with a certain culture or segment of society, demographic of society, you know, they're choosing to do that themselves. This video does not address the fact that that is their choice to make that association. And to realizing, as they should, that when they make that association, that there are those that are going to see this and going to judge them as part of a group. And there's two sides to this. Not only the side that perceives and prejudges based on what they perceive, but also that person who has made that choice. So you cannot separate these things. Kind of get back on track of where I was going.
So yeah, there is no disconnect, in other words.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Right.
Do we all need to dress alike? Do we associate our fashion with our cultural or individual identities? I know occasionally I will do that. I will specifically try to dress apart. You know, so that if I'm going for a job interview, I want to look a certain way. If, you know, I'm going to go out to a concert, I might want to look a different way, that sort of thing. I'll pick my clothing. And, in fact, if I ever do some videos, I'm going to be very careful in picking my clothing and my props to make sure that I'm presenting myself the way I want to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
But I do that with full knowledge that when I do that, I am conditioning my audience to react to me in a certain way. So that's something you got to realize, that this is what, if people are not aware that they are doing this, then what conditioning are they reflecting? What mind control are they reflecting that they feel they need to look like an artificial cultural identity?
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but at the same time, if you've got a particular type of job, customers and bosses and your peers all want to see you dressing how they dress and how they want you to dress. And so there's some cultural pressure put on us to conform to the norm.
The question is, when any time you're talking about conformity, whose idea was it? Was it humankind's or was it the control system's?
Yeah, well, I say, why can't women over 40 wear leather trousers and have the hair down to the waist?
I have my hair down past my waist.
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
I've been fat for leather trousers, so.
It's harder work when you've got
I have my hair halfway down to my waist.
You know, when you've got younger daughters, they will say to your mother, why are you wearing that? You know, for example. And I say, because I want to wear it.
Exactly. That's your answer.
Yeah.
There's your answer right there. They don't like it tough.
And it is girl power. And when that song opens up, you feel like it's going to be about girl power and taking your power back and your sovereignty back. Mm-hmm. Don't you? But
you do. It's kind of an empowering thing, you know, the generational empowerment through adornment and clothing, right?
Yep. The point on this was, you know, it formed you, the tendency for humans to form tribes or herds within their that are all homogenous in dress and attitude. Really is a herd instinct kind of behavior. And in fact, in this video, there is a shot in there where there is an anomalous statue of a deer. There's no reason for that deer to be in this video other than to represent the herd animal.
That's right, yes.
That was very eerie when I saw that.
I'll have to watch it again because I think I missed half of the stuff that you saw in the video.
Well, I didn't even put an awful lot of effort into it. There were probably structural issues, structural parts to it that I didn't pick up. One thing that I did notice was the extensive use of black and white. Black and white has recently been, the contrast has recently been identified as being a very hypnotic thing, particularly if it's black and white in a moving pattern, that it automatically will tend to put the brain into a hypnotic state. Also, the shape of the stage and stuff like that may also have had some kind of a religious, quasi-religious significance to it. But I didn't delve into that as deeply as perhaps I could have. I'm sure someone else will do it better than me. But back to the lyrics. The next set of lyrics after that was, "Oh my, forgive me for having straight hair. No, it doesn't mean there's another blood in my air. H-E-I-R. Yay, yay. Air, not hair.
No, air.
She's claiming with this genetic purity, which is a nod to birthright superiority, which you find so oftentimes associated with Illuminati, reptilians, yada, yada. The powers that pretend are big time into genetic purity. This harkens all the way back to the Sumerian days with Enlil and his, also known as Bel Enlil or Belial, which is another name for the devil, with his insistence on keeping the Anunnaki and human genomes pure and separate. And it made a big, ugly mess of things because actually he was the one who mingled them, but that's a whole other story. I won't go into that.
Wow.
Yeah, and then we had Hitler coming up with his Aryan race.
It stands out so much to have, you know, this bloodline issue brought up in this song. Okay?
Yes.
How does that have to do with freeing your mind? Nothing. This is in your face with it.
Mm.
And they love to do that. They love to put it in your face.
Yeah.
And then she goes on to say, "I can't look without being watched. No. You rang my buy before I made up my mind. Ow." This is referring to making a purchase in a store. Have you ever been in a store and you knew you were being trailed by the store detective? They thought you were going to shoplift?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've had that
probably
happen
to all of us.
We've all had it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And even if there's not a physical person there following you, they have security cameras. You can't go anywhere in this world anymore without having some camera on you, without having somebody watching you or listening to you or something.
Sure.
You're always going to be observed.
In fact, okay, so often, I just like to look up and wave at a satellite picture. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, random. I have a digit for them, but anyway.
I can just see, you know, in the store.
Yeah, I fly the free bird, and we'll do the free bird later. Anyway, the point is, this doesn't make it any different for her or for anybody in her demographic that she may be speaking to or representing than it does. You know, we all have the same condition. This is not unique. So why even throw that in there?
Yeah.
And then you rang my bye before I made up my mind. Okay, that's really very interesting, because guess what? We were all sold at birth. Every single one of us, when we got a birth certificate and our parents signed it, we were sold. Even the term birth, B-I-R-T-H, right, is interchangeable with the term birth, B-E-R-T-H, which is like the birth of a ship. And that was
not that big.
Hey, but this is Admiralty law.
Yeah.
When that birth certificate was signed, that was placing us into the aspect of the control system that is ruled by maritime admiralty law. And in the video, if you look at the back of the stage, there are portholes back there.
Wow.
That was a nod to admiralty law in the video. Not only was it in the lyrics, it was also in the video.
Can you believe it?
So that was about all of it that was in there that I analyzed out. But I have a few follow-on comments here. As I was introduced, my whole idea is human sovereignty. That's the whole reason I'm here, is to see humans claim their own birthrights. And this is birth as in natural birth from creator source, not yeah, artificial birth in admiralty law. You were born free, born sovereign, and it's time that you reclaim that, and that you assert it, and that you give the boot to those who say differently.
Yeah.
All right? So if you want to be a sovereign, don't talk like a slave or use their imagery. Don't accuse me or anyone else of prejudice with the first words out of your mouth of the person, or you are acting on your own prejudice and you are perpetuating prejudice. Don't follow the herd. Don't create artificial and protected cultural identities and then expect to not be perceived as being like others who are affecting the same artificial cultural identity. Don't claim birthright superiority over others. Don't cry about the nanny state or your enslavement if you don't stand up and do something real about it.
Exactly.
Free your mind. Definitely, yes.
And the same thing goes with other cultures who have been oppressed, like the Jews, for example, or the Native Americans. You know, these oppressed peoples, the Palestinians, whatever. You know, they're as well. You know, get off the cross. You know, get off that role. Get out of that victim role. You are sovereign. You are an autonomous, sovereign, unlimited, sentient being.
Yes.
It's time to take back our birthright, and it's time to take back our sovereignty, as you said. And because we are right now creating our future together, co-creating our future together with our Creator, we need to push back the boundaries and not have those boundaries that our culture tries to put on us.
Yes, exactly. This is something you have to be very, very aware of. So, yes, like the song says, free your mind, but not in the way that is being prescribed for you. Right now, that's
right.
The big thing with a lot of the media is they are prescribing to you, oh, you have choices. You have two choices. You have three choices. No, you have almost infinite choices. Don't take the ones that are set on the table in front of you, because they are going to control you with those choices. They are going to control
you. The possibilities are infinite.
Exactly. Find what works for you. Forget what's prescribed. And it's very, very hard to look through stuff sometimes and see that. But I sit there and I count the number of choices. I literally will sit there. I will look at my options and I will count them. And if I don't find at least 7 or 8 options, I go back and start looking them and start figuring them out for myself because I know I'm being controlled.
Yeah, so when somebody in authority say, well, you can either do this or you can do that. Oh, wait a second.
No, I
can
do
that,
this
that,
other thing.
This and that and this. Right, right.
So I can't believe how carefully the videos are orchestrated to keep us enslaved. Because
all media is like that.
I beg pardon?
All media is like that.
That's true, yeah, and it's owned by the people who control the rest of the world, isn't it?
Yes.
If you own the media, you own the world really, don't you? Because you can just put out what information you want and hold back the information you don't want out there. And, you know, we just sort of are like sheep in a way. We just go along. In fact, we're so busy trying to earn our living and scrape our living together that we don't have time to question. Most people don't have time to even question the rights and wrongs of anything.
Exactly.
Or have the energy.
We were actually talking about that a little bit earlier, you and I, Jean, regarding, you know, I was saying I don't remember the last time that I was able to, I had a certain kind of dream that I could write it down because most of the time in my life, I've had to get up, hit the ground running, get out the door, get to the job, get the kids dropped at the daycare, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Did I choose that? No. Was that what my day would have been like if I had felt like I had a choice about it? No. This is what the control system had prescribed to me.
That's right. To all of us.
And I took it because I didn't know any better. Now I know better.
Yeah, I do too. But it's
and we're all learning
very
better.
Hard to get out of it, isn't it?
It is hard.
Yeah.
It's to acknowledge that we do have a choice. That's the beginning of enlightenment. You know, we do have choice.
Yeah.
We
have more choice than we think we have, don't we?
Right.
Infinite. Almost infinite.
So did you want to mention about you're an ET contactee? Did you want to mention about
I sure can.
Bear that. Thank you.
I won't belabor the entire long story, but I am in contact primarily with one faction of the Anunnaki.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be very careful with stating that one because there are multiple factions of Anunnaki, and some of them are actually participating in the control system as well as others that are opposing the control system. So they're very divided people. You've got, it's just like with people, you've got your good and your bad.
Of course, in every race.
Uh-huh. So I work primarily with them, and I also have contact with the Naga, which is a people that very seldom get mentioned other than outside of Indian culture, Hindu, Vedas, that sort of thing. They're in that. And also occasionally with the Pleiadians, but not so much with them. They're not my family. I'm sorry. But I like them. They're nice. They have their issues just like everybody.
Well, you put up with them pretty well. You know, you share a radio channel with one of them anyway.
I know.
I know.
As long as they're not fibbing to me, I'm all right. But my main goal in this is to complete some work that was started thousands of years ago with the creation of, or I should say not creation of, the refinement of, the hybridization of mankind. And the fight that started back then were those who wanted to let mankind come up the way mankind obviously seemed to be intended to, because there was the miracle occurred. Okay, when you hybridize a creature and you think you know genetic science really well, you can pretty well predict the outcome of what that creature is going to be like. However, in this case, with the hybridization of humankind, there was an intervention. And that intervention was the intervention of Source that injected God consciousness into the human animal. No longer were we looking at an animal, at a monkey, at you know, something that was intended to be a slave or a pet, mm-hmm. a domestic, you know, beast of burden type.
Mm.
All of a sudden, there was a mind, there was a heart, there was a conscience, there was a contact with Source. Source had touched this creature.
And not only that, there was creativity in the advent of all that, that part, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Enki recognized this, and he said, those people are sacred unto Source. We cannot enslave them. And everybody else looked at it and goes, no, we're enslaving them. Tough.
Right.
And it has been a fight ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets very detailed, and I could go on all day about how it played out. But just suffice it to say that you see the stamp of this dichotomy on everything around you if you know to look for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, well, I think once you get into the conspiracy theories and you get on YouTube looking at all the videos, it's just unbelievable what you find out, isn't it?
Well, all I got to say about that is that it's only a conspiracy theory until you have proof.
That's right. That's right. And there'll be conspiracy theories that are there to mask the real theories, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, there's definitely disinformation out there.
Yeah,
you have to be very careful. Use your discernment.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Because they will lead you the wrong way.
Yeah.
Because they realized early on that they could mine the conspiracy theory fields and blow up people right and left by, you know, giving them false information and making them discredit themselves and such. And there have been a number of cases where that has occurred to people who probably were well motivated and didn't intend to go the wrong way. They got trapped into something and didn't realize it.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. So, shall we put your David Icke video on next?
Absolutely. He's a wonderful one because he's been very, very hard to trap. Now, I'm not saying he hasn't been. There's a few things that he espouses that I don't think he's correct about.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps, you know, his facts may be correct, but his interpretation may be a bit off in some cases. But he is a very good example of one who has been resistant and resilient. And has been, he's one of our grizzled old soldiers as far as trying to get us free. So,
well, he spent, I think, the last 20 years helping us to realize what's going on.
Yeah.
And really putting himself out there, sticking his neck out, in fact.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Public speaking all over the place, and I'm sure everyone in this chat room is familiar with David Icke.
Mm-hmm.
So, go ahead, link that's in the chat room. Pull up the player and pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room, and that'll let us know that you're all ready. And then Jan Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will count us down.
I will. I'll count us down, and then we can watch the David Icke video. And
there's my heart.
My heart's in as well. And as I said earlier, we have a mind-blowing meditation from Ketta. Okay, so we'll do the countdown now. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
Quick question. Why are you still alive?
Well, more people are going to see these entities. There's an energetic shift going on, Gabriel. And as it goes on, they're going to find it harder and harder to hide from us. More and more people are going to see them. Indeed, they probably are, because, you know, there's more and more talk about them all the time on the internet, etc. Why am I still alive? I've been asked that question for nearly 20 years. Well, this is the reason, and it's good news. And whether I accept this or not, I don't really care. I don't care about persuading people and what people think. I'm just saying what I've experienced and what I'm aware of, and people accept it or don't accept it. That's fair enough. But there is another force at work, which is in the process of helping people who want to help themselves, i.e. awaken, to bring this house of cards down, to bring an end to this. And that force is far more powerful if you connect with it. That's the point. People say, when's the cavalry coming? The cavalry's already here, but it's not about the cavalry coming to you, because they'd have to come down to your vibrational level. They wouldn't be the cavalry anymore. You need to awaken to access their energetic field, and then they can start to be influenced. You can start to be influenced by them in a very positive a positive way. And it's not just as easy as you come into this world to try to make a difference, and you're making too much of a difference, so bang, bang, goodbye, get out of here. The people that get taken out are the people that are still in the five sense level of this conspiracy, and therefore are operating within its field of influence. If you can open your consciousness and connect with this force, which is waiting to help us, you know, get rid of this nonsense and bring back the world as it was before, paradise, before this intervention, this symbolic or more than symbolic fall of man, when humans became something far more limited than they were before, thanks to this intervention and manipulation. If you want to open awareness and connect with that force, then you won't be taken out. You won't be taken out, because it's more powerful than those who are trying to take you out. And people can accept that or not accept it, but it's the truth.
Okay.
And so I've not been taken out, and I will not be taken out, because they can't do it. End of story. And okay, Ike's a nutter, but it's the truth, and people are going to see that. They can make life difficult for me. My goodness me, they have. But they can't take me out. And they'll make life more difficult for me in the future, the closer I get to the truth, and the more effective this information is in being circulated. Not just for me, but all the other people doing it. We've got to have a bit of backbone here and keep walking forward no matter what the challenge is. But can they take me out? No, they can't, and they won't. And eventually, this control system's coming down.
Hey, to my yo, hey, to cashier.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her. Your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests. and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. And our special guest is Keta Magic, and she's going to do something completely different.
Something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad.
There's nothing I can say that will explain it for you.
Come with me. See for yourself.
What are they doing to you?
Breaking into his mind. It's like hacking a computer. All it takes is time.
You're trying to free your mind here, but I can only show you the door. You're the one that has to walk through.
Billions of people just living out their lives, oblivious. Human beings are a disease, cancer of this planet. You are a plague, and we are the cure.
You have to let it all go, Neil. Fear, doubt, and disbelief. Free your mind.
You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it.
Mind. Welcome to the desert. Of the real. Welcome to the real world.
K
can't go back, yeah.
No. But if you could, would you really want to?
Perhaps we're asking the wrong question.
So you're here to save the world. What do you say to something like that?
Surprise, asshole.
I bet you never saw this coming, did you?
I hate this place, this zoo, this prison, this reality, whatever you want to call it. I must get out of here. I must get free.
Was from the movie The Matrix, and the backing track on that was Kimia Mind Control, the DJ Kimia and his mix Mind Control. The takeaway for me of this is that they think they have us mind controlled, but the moment that we're not mind controlled, guess what? They find themselves more locked into their own control system and the overhead of maintaining that control system, and they're more slaves to it than we are. We can flip this on them, and they will be far worse off than we were. But guess what? We can't leave them that way. We can't, because we'll just be perpetuating it, but from the other side. So what we have to do instead is we have to get ourselves free, and then we have to get them free. And that's going to be the test, the real test of humankind. So, are y'all ready for that?
Well,
bring it on.
That's why we're here.
Okay.
That's why we're here.
Together. That's why we're all in the gold ring.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit, if I could, at this point about, you know, what led me, I guess you could say, either down the rabbit hole or up the rabbit hole, depending on how you want to look at things. It was really no single event that kind of got me where I realized that we had mind control going on and that we needed to get ourselves loose from it. It was little realizations all along, things that didn't add up. I don't know why I kept my deductive reasoning about me maybe better than other people, perhaps because I grew up fairly isolated where I had a very great amount of time that I could do spend on thinking. So I was thinking a lot. But anybody can do this. It's not specific to, you know, there's no gifted people out there necessarily. Everybody has to do their own thinking. Everybody's their own downfall and everybody's their own savior. You fall on your own and you rise up on your own. Nobody can do it for you because you're the only one that's in there. Okay. Now you can get help from other people. You can ask for it. Certainly do. You know, use your discernment when you do that, but you can ask for help with it, but you have to do all the heavy lifting yourself. They can just kind of, you know, give you examples and inspiration and such. But I'll tell you, you know, as free as I may consider myself, the day does not go by that I don't find something, even things that I really, really cherish, that I look at it and I watch the pattern language in it and I realize, hey, you know, there could be an embedded element of deception or control or a risk of falling into a new control pattern associated with this. You have to 24/7, 365, watch what's going on in your life. Watch what's going through your mind. You know, you cannot, as an individual, really perceive the world as it is. You perceive only your perception of the world. So you're actually watching the world on a TV screen. The TV screen may be the back of your retina, but it's still a TV screen. Because you're not perceiving the actual thing, you're perceiving a transmission of the thing that has come
your
through
version
by,
of it.
By the light and then by, yeah, exactly. And who knows what can get manipulated between what happens and how it ends up in your brain. Because it has to go through all of these perceptual filters. So bear in mind that you are the only one who is perceiving the world exactly the way you are perceiving it. No one else is going to perceive anything exactly the same way. You can come up with pretty good matches. If I say something's red and you look at it and it looks red to you, you might agree with it. But I might see a darker shade of red than you, for example. At any rate, you're the only one who can be your own physician in this. And that's why I think this is why we talk about ascension using the term, you know, using metaphor of birth, because the woman is the one who's always giving birth. The midwife is only there to support her. The midwife can't do it for her. It doesn't matter how good medical science gets. The woman's body is always the one going to be doing the work.
Mm.
You have to do your own work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Talk about another experience.
Draw your own conclusions. That was that was huge in the Native teachings. You know, you were given these visions, and you could talk to an intercessor about the visions and get some sort of a dissemination of the picture of what was going on. However, it always went back on you. It was like, you know, this is your version of life, you know. You were given a mind to use it, you know, draw your own conclusions. And that's, as sovereign beings, that's our job, is to draw our own conclusions.
And to be responsible for the consequences of what you do based on that, too. I mean, if sovereignty is all about responsibility and power.
Right.
And the power derives from that responsibility, and the responsibility derives from that power. So it's a cycle.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. One begets the other. And it can be harmonious and include respect and love for all life or not. You know, people have, you know, the intending of intending riches in, let's say, diamonds, for example, you know, and they want diamond jewelry. Well, that's fine and dandy, but then you look at how those diamonds were mined and the lives of the people that suffer as a result of digging up those diamonds, and it's not necessarily a harmonious intent. I'm just using that as an analogy. You know, with respect for all life.
I think a lot of that, you're addressing an issue of value, an artificial value. There's artificial value in a lot of commodities based on a scarcity principle and based on somebody telling you that this thing has a lot of value, whether
right.
or not it necessarily
right.
does. And also the value of one person's labor versus the value of another person's labor, one person's life versus another person's life. All of these things are artificial. Every life, Every person has the same value as far as source is concerned. Every particle of matter has the same value as far as source is concerned. Because we are all part of a whole. And
that's
you
right.
Can't separate one part or rank it as more important than another when you've got an interdependent whole system as we do here. So any value system is artificial. Even sovereignty, in a,
mm-hmm.
in a way, is artificial.
Yeah, even our version of sovereignty, in a way, is artificial because it's only our version of it.
And we're only using 10% of our brain. But I think I'm going to have to interrupt you, and we're going to take a music break, and we're going to... were you wanting to introduce this song, Ketta?
I absolutely will.
Thank you. We do have a caller online. Do you want to take the caller after we've played this song?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
They've been on there for 29 minutes, so...
Oh, my goodness, they're impatient.
So do you want to, shall we take the caller now? They might be wanting to...
Why don't we take the caller now?
Yeah, they might be
okay,
wanting
I'll
to
go ahead,
a question, so we'll do that now.
Let's do that.
We'll have to be a quick one, though, because we're quickly running out of time here.
Okay. They're calling from a 206 area code. Now go ahead and bring them on. Hello, 206. You're on the air on the Healing Fountain. Welcome. Did you have a question for Ketta, or were you just listening? Hello? They may be just listening.
I guess they were just listening.
Yeah.
Just listening.
Let them enjoy.
Okay.
Let them enjoy.
We're going to go ahead, and I kind of hinted at it earlier. This next song that's going to be played, that's from, I consider them kind of my homeboys here, Southern rock group called Lynyrd Skynyrd, and the song is Freebird.
Wow.
Never heard of.
Rock classic. That was incredible. And now for something completely different. You can just chill out in the energies of this one. And close your chakras if you like. Thank you for helping us to co-create the fabulous energies here today. Thank you to our special guest, Keta Magic. That was absolutely marvelous. Thank you to the energies that were invoked by Gary. Next week's guest is Jane Dawson. Call in next week for your readings.
Absolutely. Angelic readings with Jane Dawson again next week. Wonderful.
I think it's spiritual numerology readings. It's very similar.
Interesting. Well, thank you, Kenner, again for being back on with us. It was wonderful having you back again.
Brilliant.
Oh, it was fun.
Thank you. Right. Well, we've just got to say good night, God bless, and thank you to you, Gary, as well, for co-creating as well.
Thank you, Jane Christie. And thank
I'm
you,
just about to sleep now.
Yes, we'll see you in the garden. And everyone, create a beautiful evening and a beautiful week. I love you all.
Thank you. Anyway, we've got a really great year ahead of us. It's going to be a tough ride. So fasten your seatbelts. and don't feel any fear. Just go with whatever, because it's all by divine intention.
Stay centered, baby.
And we're going to play out with Freedom by George Michael. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Well, sounds like the kettle's boiling.